Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin's inverse correlation with the U.S. dollar hit 17-month highs. We'll be discussing what's next for the king crypto and checking out the U.S. dollar currency index chart here. What's better than a double top? The dollar is extremely overbought and overheated, finally looking like it will topple down hard in perfect confluence for a melt-up scenario. When the dollar goes down, stocks and crypto rally. And as CZ shares here, banks now use Bitcoin for reserves. Probably nothing. Bank for international settlements to allow banks to keep 1% of reserves in Bitcoin. And this just in breaking news, one of the largest U.S. energy providers, Duke Energy, is studying the benefits of Bitcoin mining. Also in today's show, Bitcoin addresses and loss hit an all-time high amid $18,000 Bitcoin price target. Quoting Crypto Tony here, looking for a push down to the lower support zone at $18,000 while we're below $19,300. Quick scalp and tight. And validation, and quoting Matthew Hyland, Bitcoin Bollinger Band's tightening on the daily time frame as displayed on the width indicator, and quoting On-Chain College, almost $40 billion in Bitcoin net realized losses since May 1st. Some have quit, some have stuck around. One thing is for sure, if you've been in this space over the last year and you're still here, you've been through quite a lot of volatility. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell predicts how recession unfolds and says crypto and technology only sectors are outpacing inflation. Quoting him here, not so fun macro thoughts. Fighting 8% CPI, we have destroyed so far 21% of the global GDP in equity values, 10% of the global GDP in bond values, 5% in other assets, and soon probably another 2 to 3% of GDP growth. Also in today's show, ARK Invest Kathy Wood says crypto is going to work in the long run and explains why. Quoting her here, I will say that I'm feeling a lot better about what's going on in the crypto world right now. You'll see our Bitcoin monthly. I would say we are neutral to positive. We're waiting for a few more capitulation signals. And of course, time will tell on the systemic side here. We haven't heard of another stress signal in the last few days, so that's good as well. Also in today's show, crypto analyst who nailed the Bitcoin collapse this year issues a warning and says fresh Bitcoin crash imminent. Quoting Crypto Capo here, most accurate projected roadmap for the potential local bottom formation, around $16,000. I've become the nightmare of the bulls, but soon I will be the nightmare of the bears. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hopefully you're enjoying your holiday weekend. Bitcoin has been moving in the opposite direction of the U.S. dollar since the beginning of this year. And now that inverse relationship is more extreme than ever. That's right. Notably, the weekly correlation coefficient between BTC and the dollar dropped to 0.77 below zero in the week ending on July 3rd, its lowest in 17 months. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's correlation to the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite reached 0.78 above zero in the same weekly session, which you can see in this chart brought to you by TradingView. Now, that is primarily because of the market's year-to-date performances amid fears of recession led by the Federal Reserve's benchmark rate hikes to curb rising inflation. Now, Bitcoin, for example, has lost over 60% this year in 2022, while the NASDAQ's returns in the same period stand at around minus 29.72%. On the other hand, the dollar has excelled with the U.S. dollar currency index, which is a metric that measures its strength against a basket of top foreign currencies, hovering around its January 2003 highs of 105.78. Now, the Fed appears compelled to increase benchmark rates based on how traders have priced the front-end derivative contracts. Notably, traders anticipate that the Fed to raise the rates by 75 basis points in July. They also bet that the Fed won't raise rates beyond 3.3% by this year's end, from the current 1.25% to 1.5% range. However, a push to 3.4% by the first quarter of 2023 could have the central bank bank dial back its aggressive tightening, which could result in a 50 basis point cut by the end of next year, as shown in this chart. Now, an early rate cut could happen if the inflation data cools down, thus limiting investors' appetite for the dollar, according to Wall Street analysts surveyed by JP Morgan. Notably, around 40% see the dollar ending 2022 at its current price levels at around 105. Meanwhile, another 36% bet that the greenback would correct ahead of the year's close. Foreign exchange is not a linear world. At some point, things flip, noted Hugo Lancioni, head of global currency at Neuberger Berman, adding the following: I personally have a bias to short the dollar at some point. Now let's discuss Bitcoin to bottom out in 2022. In addition, the dollar's ability to continue its rally for the rest of this year could be hampered by a classic technical pattern. First spotted by independent market analyst Agris, the US dollar currency index's double top pattern is partially confirmed due to its two consecutive highs and a common support level at 103.81. As a rule of technical analysis, the double top pattern could resolve when the price breaks below the support and falls by as much as the structure's maximum height, as shown here in this chart. And as a result, the US dollar currency index's double top profit target comes to be near 101.8, down over 3.25% from today's price. The dollar is extremely overbought and overheated, explained Agris, adding that its correlation in the coming sessions could benefit stocks and cryptocurrencies. Quoting him here, US dollar currency index was better than a double top. The dollar is extremely overbought and overheated, finally looking like it will topple down hard, in perfect confluence for a melt-up scenario. When the dollar goes down, stocks and crypto rally. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's MVRVZ score has also fallen into a range that has historically preceded sharp long-term upside retracement. This on-chain indicator predicts that Bitcoin could bottom at around 15,600 this year in 2022. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this Bitcoin price prediction bottom of $15,600. And quoting CZ, the Binance CEO, banks now use Bitcoin for reserves. Probably nothing. Bank for international settlements to allow banks to keep 1% of reserves in Bitcoin. And this just in breaking news, one of the largest U.S. energy providers, Duke Energy, is studying the benefits of Bitcoin mining. Let's go. And before I break down next way of the day, Bitcoin addresses and loss hit an all-time high amid $18,000 Bitcoin price target. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently correcting. And in the red, we have Bitcoin down almost 1% for the day, maintaining just above $19,000. We have Ether barely in the red as well, maintaining just above $1,050, while Binance Coin, Solana, Polkadot, and Cardano are all correcting and in the red. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin meandered into the weekly close on July 3rd after a weekend trading produced a brief wick below $18,800, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed Bitcoin as it stuck to $19,000 rigidly for a third day running. The pair had gone lightly on volatility overall at the weekend, but at the time of this recording was still on track for the first weekly close below its prior halving cycle's all-time high since December 2020. The previous weekend actions have produced a late surge, which saved the bulls from a close below $20,000. Momentum remained weak throughout the following week's Wall Street trading, however, and traders were unconvinced about the potential for a significant relief bounce. As Crypto Tony shares here, Bitcoin update, looking for a push down to the lower support zone at $18,000 while we're below $19,300. Quick scalp and tight. And validation, and quoting Ninja Scout, strong lows on the corn after the liquidity hunt to the downside. I can't really trust this move because it is weekend PA. If bulls can't push to 19,700, I don't think the dump is over. Up or down, incoming volatility was keenly eyed by commentators as the weekly close drew near. Popular analyst Matthew Highland noted that the Bollinger Band's indicator was signaling that the price conditions would soon become more erratic. Quoting him here, Bitcoin Bollinger Band's tightening on the daily time frame as displayed on the width indicator. And on the daily time frames, Bitcoin traded near the bottom of the Bollinger Band, threatening a drop below as an expression of volatility similar to that which occurred in May. Meanwhile, underwater addresses surpassed March 2020 peak. That's right. Fresh data, meanwhile, showed that just how much pain the average hodler was going through after the worst monthly losses since 2011. According to on-chain monitoring resource firm Glassnode, the weekly moving average number of unique Bitcoin addresses, now at a loss, reached a new all-time high of 18.8 million on July 3rd. And as Cointelegraph previously reported, in previous capitulation events, 60% of the supply needed to see unrealized losses. And quoting the on-chain college here, almost $40 billion in Bitcoin, net realized unrealized losses since May 1st. Some have quit, some have stuck around. One thing is for sure, if you've been in this space over the last year and you're still here, you've been through quite a lot of volatility. Facts. And before I break down next story of the day, macro guru Raoul Powell predicts how recession unfolds and says crypto and technology only sectors are outpacing inflation. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $862 billion with about $39 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with Bitcoin dominance at 42.2% and the Ether dominance at 14.8%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Neem leading the pack up 12.6%. Trading just above 4.3 cents, followed by Theta Fuel up 7.8%, trading just above 5.2 cents, followed by Synthetics up 6.7%, trading at $2.63. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red with literally only Luna Classic in the green, up 111% for the week. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated an 11 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday, a 14, last week a 14, and last month a 10 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Macro guru and Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell is making predictions about a massive wipeout of wealth that he says can bring drastic changes to the financial landscape. Powell tells his almost 1 million Twitter followers that the current economic slowdown will likely result in an economic contraction back to pre-COVID levels. The former Goldman Sachs executive says that baby boomers, who hold the largest amount of wealth in the United States, face limited choices in dealing with a potential recession. Quoting him here, for the boomers, the choice are destroyed pension value or inflation eroded annual pension payments and quantitative easing to infinity, and that leads to more debts. And for those with low pensions or savings to offset this, which leads to the need to debase debt via quantitative easing, and that screws anyone younger who just gets poorer in asset purchasing terms. Assets are just future delayed consumption. And Powell says that such an economic environment could force the younger generations to allocate their wealth into crypto and technology markets, as he says they are the only asset classes that can keep up with currency debasement. Quoting him again here, and that means young people either have to opt out entirely or take more risks, as crypto and tech are the only assets who have outperformed the debasement, but they are riskier and more volatile. Ultimately, he thinks that 20 years of negative interest rates are on the table as they create room for debt reduction and the rise of asset prices. And just last month, the macro expert said that even though there still may be some more pain to come, he thinks that Bitcoin and the crypto markets are in a long-term opportunity zone. Quoting him here, but things can get worse. Absolutely. For my investment framework, we're in the buy zone, right near the two standard deviation logarithmic regression channel. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. And before I break down next story of the day, ARK Invest's Kathy Wood says crypto is going to work in the long run and explains why, as well as crypto analyst who nailed the Bitcoin collapse this year issues a warning and says a fresh Bitcoin crash is imminent. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help support us with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So every app, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. ARK Invest founder Kathy Wood remains optimistic that crypto will thrive amid fears of a systemic collapse of the industry. And a new episode of the In the Know podcast, Wood says that the digital asset market is in a better position now compared to a few weeks ago, as crypto has been relatively quiet over the last few days. Quoting her here, I will say that I am feeling a lot better about what's going on in the crypto world right now. You'll see our Bitcoin monthly. I would say we're neutral to positive. We're waiting for a few more capitulation signals. And of course, time will tell on the systemic side here. We haven't heard of another stress signal in the last few days, so that's good as well. And she also says that the current market downturn is assuring the long-term outlook of the crypto industry, highlighting that the transparency of the crypto market could have a significant impact in the traditional traditional financial markets. Quoting her again here, what's happened in the crypto markets gives you a sense of why it is going to work in the long run. It's transparent and there is a lot more trust in the crypto ecosystem because of the transparency and the over-collateralization that I think there is in traditional financial markets. And when we wonder why these credit default swaps are going up on these banks, we wonder about the reach for yield and how leveraged some of these situations are. And we don't know where they're hiding. And so maybe that's all this is. It's like, okay, the crypto market has alerted us that this reach for yield went too far and there are too many excuses, too much leverage around it. Hedge funds leveraging 10-1 when yields are 2% so that they can reach their return objectives. Maybe there are some problems out there and we will find out. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Kathy Wood from ARK Invest. And to watch this interview with her entitled Finding Growth, check the show notes below the video in the description. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A closely tracked crypto strategist who accurately predicted Bitcoin's correction below $30,000 says that it's almost time for Bitcoin to collapse to fresh 2022 lows. The synonymous analyst Capo tells his almost 500,000 Twitter followers that the top crypto asset by market cap's inability to stay above the key psychological price area of $20,000 suggests that another sell-off event is imminent. Quoting the analyst here, it's time. This is exactly what has happened. Support to resistance flip, another bull trap, strong rejection and straight to new lows, as he outlines here in this chart. Capo says Bitcoin is poised to dip below its yearly low of around $17,600. As he shares here, Bitcoin, more accurate projected roadmap for the potential local bottom formation around $16,000. And based on Capo's chart, he expects Bitcoin to briefly correct below $16,000 before launching a sharp rally above $20,000 and reclaiming this price level as support. Capo also adds that his expected Bitcoin correction could bring about a massive devaluation in the altcoin markets, as he shares here, expecting 45 to 50% drop on altcoins from the current prices. Can you say Rex City? Now, Capo, who has also been bearish on the King crypto since April, when it was trading close to $50,000, says he will join the ranks of the Bitcoin bulls once the bottom is in. As he shares here, I have become a nightmare of the bulls, but soon I will be a nightmare of the bears. And checking out his Twitter storm here, Bitcoin local bottom formation between $16,000 and $17,000. He shared this tweet back on June 22nd of last month. And then he updated us here with his Bitcoin chart and wrote, same idea, inflows to every exchange, altcoins testing, broken support as resistance, funding's neutral, we could see new lows next week. And then he updates us here, Bitcoin reaching the $20,000 pivot level. And he also wrote, break the lower dark zone equals bearish confirmation, which equals new lows. And on June 30th, he updated us here, Bitcoin clean break of the lower dark zone, new lows incoming. And on July 1st, he wrote, more accurate projected roadmap for the potential local bottom formation, around $16,000. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst that we're likely to see a Bitcoin bottom of around $16,000 for the King crypto. Now for a quick recap of what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin's inverse correlation with the US dollar hit 17-month highs. We also discuss Bitcoin addresses in loss hit an all-time high amid an $18,000 Bitcoin price target, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell predicts how recession unfolds. It says crypto and technology-only sectors are outpacing inflation. We also discuss ARK Invest. Kathy Wood says crypto is going to work in the long run and explains why, as well as the crypto analyst who nailed the Bitcoin collapse of this year issues a warning and says that a fresh Bitcoin crash is imminent. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, eCoin wrote, Aloha JV, hope you and the Crypto News Alerts fam are all having a great holiday weekend, taking some time away from the charts, we're going to stay on top of what happens with the best crypto news source, Crypto News Alerts, cheers fam, happy July 4th holiday weekend, enjoy. HODL. And our next featured comment comes from Greg, who wrote, other experts call $5,000. Other experts call $150,000. Other experts call $0. Other experts call $250,000. Word up. Expect the unexpected. Anything is possible, fam. HODL. And do note that one Bitcoin is still equal to one BTC. And our third and final featured comment comes from Chris Valerio, who wrote, food for thought. Exactly who is selling Bitcoin right now and exactly who is buying Bitcoin right now. Once you get that, you'll understand what you should do. Well said, fam. Follow the smart money. HODL to be featured on tomorrow's episode. Drop me a comment right down below.